You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff K., public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. You got all three of us here this morning. We are talking about the Dallas Stars game against the Anaheim Ducks. I guess the Ducks are the Stars' kryptonite this year. They lose by a final score of 2-1. In John Gibson's 500th career game. Ilya Lyubushkin goes out early in the second period. Stars are only able to get one goal in a period of time when they've been scoring a lot of goals, and it just wasn't there in the cards for them tonight. There's lots of other storylines we'll get to, but before we do that, thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor. Their Pick 6 option is their brand newest thing. And if you'll use that promo code THPN the next time you are there for a special little offer from them for us. So we appreciate it. Guys, give me your initial thoughts here, because you could go down one of a billion different rabbit holes here tonight.
Well, all the people that went to bed and didn't watch this game are all smarter than us. What the Stars always do when they go to the West Coast is they lose to bad teams. And that happened once again.
Yeah,
James,
I mean,
Frank, it's making my camera bigger, showing all my garbage in my closet.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
It's just kind of a black game. I mean, it was a not very high event from the Stars from start to finish, and it shows in the score. It's a 2-1 loss. So
there's Ardell. It's too early for that. I'll go ahead and pull it up. Call Nico Harrison up. He'd probably give us Anthony Davis for Dumba. I like it. I needed that, Ardell. I appreciate that. I think I got to jump with the biggest storyline that's not even necessarily about this game in particular. The Stars can just not be healthy on the right side of the D pairings. It doesn't matter if he's right-handed or left-handed. Miro is out now. Lyubushkin is out for whatever reason. We don't know what it is. And now also on top of those two big guys, there's also Nils Lundqvist, who has put on LTIR recently. We better put bubble wrap around Cody Ceci, because Cody Ceci is fixing to become number two in this D-core.
Yeah, and that's with the Stars' curse of having our rentals get hurt as soon as we get them too. So he's on double watch.
It's very frustrating. And we've been very fortunate the last couple of years with this team when it comes to the injury bug that we have not had to deal with that. And for the most part, we haven't had to deal with it all that much, except for in the most important position that we've been talking about all offseason is the defensive core. Specifically about this game here tonight, guys, I was extremely frustrated with the officiating here tonight.
Yeah, yep, I mean, the officiating wasn't great. I agree with that. I was more frustrated with the Stars' inability to move the puck, though, really. I mean, clean passes were not to be found anywhere. The neutral zone was fully clogged up, give the Ducks credit there. And RD couldn't really make clean passes because they kept on getting pounded every time they were in their own end. And there wasn't much of a physical pushback from Dallas either. So I think what James said really hit home. It was blech. When the Stars came out there, they didn't want any of the smoke that the Ducks brought, and they did bring some good smoke tonight. They played really well for a not great team who's been on a run recently, and they took it to the Stars, and the Stars didn't want none.
Yeah. Also, with the Ducks giving the Stars smoke, though, and getting one penalty is kind of asinine.
That is correct. That makes no sense.
And all Ducks three of the ones –
and one call.
All three against the Stars, too, were terrible calls. I mean, one of them is kind – the first one was kind of real. I mean, I guess Granlund tackled him from behind, which I guess you could consider holding. and then a phantom trip call, and then a slash call on Ben for playing to the whistle, essentially.
Yeah, that slash call was pretty terrible. But that one was the hockey gods gave us that one back by allowing him to score right after he came out of the box. So, well, not him scoring, but us to score, him getting the primary.
I don't even remember who it was, but literally there was another guy that Anaheim was poking at Otter and did the exact same thing Ben did, and it's just because Ben drew like four guys around him and we didn't draw anybody around that one Anaheim player. That's why the Anaheim player didn't get a penalty. And to be fair, Pew Pew Parton is 100% correct about all of this right here. A few missed calls doesn't change the last 50 minutes of the game, but it wasn't, first off, it wasn't through just 10 minutes of the game where the officiating was bad. It was bad all through the game, because even in the third period when they didn't call anything, there were several things that could have been called and they did not. However, what do I always say is you can't rely on the refs to do your job for you, and you can't always make that an excuse. And you know, Chris, I don't really think this was a blah game. Through the first two periods, I thought the Stars had the better scoring chances.
I didn't say it was a blowout game. I just thought that they took it to us.
Well, that's what I kind of want to give more credit to. I think Anaheim was very good today. I thought with the 500th game for John Gibson, I think they had a little bit more to play for tonight. I think they won three or four in a row up to that point, and now they're at four or five, whatever it is. So, I mean, I really, really, truly think that the better team just won tonight. And despite us not being the better team tonight, Otter kept us in the game with a really big save at the end of the second period. We had opportunities to score. We even were gifted chances. Robo gets a, no, I don't, whatever it was in the third period, it was just a really bad play, and we just couldn't capitalize on our chances. I really think it was just a matter of just the better team won tonight.
Yeah, I think the Ducks held us pretty well, and I think the passing was a big issue for the Stars. I mean, the stretch pass and what the Stars are able to do with lengthening the ice is how they get past these structured defenses like the Ducks were playing tonight. And they weren't able to really hit on any stretch passes. They weren't even able to connect two passes in a row through the neutral zone. So if the Ducks don't have to respect your rush chance, then it's a lot easier to defend you. And the Stars didn't make them respect it tonight.
I slightly agree with you on that. But again, I thought Anaheim played really well defensively, and they were able to stop the chances when they were there. I mean, their sticks always seemed to be in the right spot. They were, they got some luck with, like, you know, pucks off bodies or whatever.
Yeah, I
really think they just played a really good game.
Yeah, I think the Stars made the defending easy on them by not being able to connect on those passes is what I'm saying. So I'm agreeing. They played their defensive structure extremely well. The Stars are usually able to go against those strong D structures by stretching the ice out, and they couldn't stretch it tonight.
Yeah, it was sloppy all over the place, and I don't know how much line shuffling we saw, because honestly, I wasn't paying too much attention to the game by the end of it. There wasn't much to watch, honestly. They didn't really make it interesting.
There was some line juggling in the third period. They went nuclear, like I suggested on the extra profile for Stochastic Remarks, and they... You know, I don't know, and someone pointed this question out, or actually it was more of a statement, I guess, that they didn't like Stankoven on that top line. And it's not that I don't like Stankoven on the top line, because I think he looks fine, but just nothing comes of it. And at least today, nothing came of it. And even tonight, you throw Wyatt Johnson on that top line, and not much was done. Yeah. And the other thing that I put this out there too, and maybe y'all can validate it or squish it. I thought the fourth line had more, you know, better offensive zone shifts than any of the other three lines did tonight. And maybe that was just me noticing it. I don't know.
I think that's kind of you noticing it, but also that's the same line that got scored on twice in the game. So, correct.
Yeah,
you gotta. It's a tough one to look at that and be like, they had some chances, and more of it is probably because they were hitting more and they looked a little more competitive than the rest of the Stars did. But overall, the fourth line, it had a terrible time in their defensive end, which is an oddity for them.
Right, and that's the another reason why I go back to not being able to connect on those passes and not being able to establish a rush game here tonight is our top players weren't able to connect, and it allowed the Ducks to make it a slugfest game. And if the Stars are playing in a game like they played tonight, it's going to look the way it did, which wasn't very good for us.
I want to talk about a couple of other players here in particular tonight. First off, let's talk about the decor that was there and stayed for the entire game. I thought Matt Dumba was a lot better tonight. This is probably his best game that he's had in a while. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Stars are going to have to rely on him to be a top four guy, probably.
Yeah, depending on what's going on with Lyubushkin, hopefully he's fine. Yeah, they're going to have to. This is probably his highest time on ice for the season, 17-14. And he's still on the ice for a goal against. The very first one he was on the ice for, he kind of got lost on the play and allowed himself to get dragged into the slot. So, yeah, I don't know. He was better, I guess. I still didn't like it. But, yeah, if Lyubushkin is out, he's going to play no matter what.
It's still so tough to watch Matt Dumba play because I feel like he just doesn't care where the rest of the skaters on the ice are. He's gonna do what he thinks is best, regardless of the positioning of everyone else.
I can't believe I'm doing this. On the first goal, I don't blame Dumba for that in the slightest.
He's primary, but he got drug out of the play for sure.
Yeah,
but that's I'm sorry. I can't blame it on I've been on him so much, and there have been so many opportunities where we've been able to rag on him for certain goals, and they've been, you know, valid in the criticism that we've given him. But that goal tonight was not on him. That was absolutely on Colin Blackwell more than anybody, and Blackwell made up for it. That's something that Dumba doesn't do very often. Is when he does give up a goal, he doesn't do anything offensively to, you know, reevaluate himself and revalidate himself to make him a better player. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's Dumba's fault completely. I'm saying he didn't do anything good to stop the goal either. He allowed himself to get drug out of the play.
The other thing is Colin Blackwell is trapped in the corner down there, and Dumba doesn't make himself available for the pass around the boards. I mean, he's not there. So, yes, the turnover isn't necessarily his fault, but there's a lot of things he could have done that could have prevented the turnover in the first place.
And the other fact is he was on the ice for before the last Ducks goal. It was 5 of the last 6 goals against. He was on the ice for. I mean, that's not a coincidence.
And I actually think it was like 6 of the last 7. Maybe. Chris. Which is even scarier considering that I literally just said about 2 or 3 minutes ago that he's probably a top 4 guy.
If Lyubushkin's out for a long period, which we don't know yet.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Have you played Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? You better get on it. It's Super Bowl 59, the last time to play NFL Pick 6 this season. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Play for better payouts on Pick 6. It's super easy to get started. Select 2 or more players, choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and more. And DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers play $5 to get $59 in Pick 6 credits. Win more cash on Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5 and get $59 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. 1 per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Limited time offer. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos. And that, you know what, we talked, it was very interesting the last game and seeing CeCe get like 22 plus minutes and Labushkin getting around what he normally gets. And that, I thought that was very confusing. Now I'm not, now it makes sense. And this feels like another guy who's dealing with a nagging injury is kind of what I'm speculating up to at this point with Labushkin. What's your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't think so. He had 10:47 time on ice, and his last shift was 5:30 left in the second period. So he's tracking about his normal time on ice before his last shift. So I don't know if that would happen. If it was nagging, I feel like they would try and limit him a little bit more. I did just see on X, Robert Tiffin said that DeBoer didn't give an update on Labushkin, which is bad news. I mean, you're hoping that it was, oh, he just pulled something or something. But yeah, it's not that. He is injured in some way or another. We'll have to wait till maybe tomorrow, probably the next day, before we hear something, though.
And one of the problems with having a defenseman go down like that late in the second is like, you got to have someone pick it up from somewhere, and really it's got to come from the forwards. And it just wasn't there tonight.
Right. That's the other interesting thing about the storyline here tonight. Like, yeah, there was some issues with the defense, but ultimately they kept it to two goals. I mean, your best players have got to score. That's really what it comes down to here. It wasn't great. It wasn't pretty. It was good enough to beat the Ducks, though. And our best players didn't take advantage of that opportunity, and they didn't go out and do it.
Yeah, and really this feels more like a game where, like, sometimes it's just going to happen. I mean, they'd won the last five, and the scoring was rolling really well, and it just they couldn't make it happen this game.
And you're also playing in the West Coast as late as you possibly are allowed to play in the NHL, and you're playing against Gibson, who is the Stars' kryptonite for whatever reason.
Who did a really good job of not giving up rebounds.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
That is true. And just to, you know, Ardell is just on it tonight. Roddick Fox had right defense.
Hey, I'll pay him $3 million if he can take do that.
It. Yeah, I'll take it at this point. It's late at night, but Ardell is on it with the little comments. He made me think of where I was going with all of this. Oh, okay. The thing that another player I want to talk about that really kind of hacks me off a little bit about how people are talking about him is Harley. And everyone's saying that Harley was terrible tonight. My thing, he's not Miro Heiskanen. I think that's the issue. And some people are trying to equate him to what Miro does. And the thing is he's played now 7 straight games where he's played 22 plus minutes a night or more. And before Miro was hurt, they were just starting to experiment, giving him, you know, closer to 25. And now with Miro out, he's playing close to 27. And Labushkin went out late in the second period. And it just...
Yeah, that's a pretty stupid
guys,
argument.
Guys, give the guy a break, man. Okay, and the other thing is just like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to rag on Stars fans, but guys, this is not the Dallas Mavericks we're talking about. We didn't trade away our star player or anything like this. This team is 7-3 in their last 10 coming into tonight. We'd won 5 games in a row.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb argument, honestly, for bagging on Harley. He played 26:38 tonight, and you can literally see the last whistle of the game. He's pulled off the ice and he's hunched over trying to catch his breath from playing the past 2:30, trying to tie the game back up. So you can't make an effort argument or anything at all like that. So I thought he played really well. He had a couple of turnovers. He had the minus, which I did think he could have played that a little bit better, but he played 26:38 and played in every situation. So yeah, I don't know how much more you can expect from Harley. It's going to be rough without Miro. We know that. And that decor still held them to 2 goals with only 5 players.
And it wasn't just Harley who was hunched over either. You could tell Lindell also, he was exhausted, he was gassed, man. Both of those players were just completely out of energy by the end of the night.
I just, come on, guys, please give him a break. I know we had a bad game.
Well,
even good teams have bad games. Every
he didn't even have a bad game, though, is the thing. Like, he might have had one bad play.
Yeah, and I'm talking generally about the team here tonight, is because everyone's like, hey, we're a pretender and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Otter should have saved this. And our power play was sucky tonight. And I was like, dude, we got one opportunity to go on the power play. The officiating felt against us tonight. It definitely wasn't in our favor. I can tell you that much. We lost another defenseman, and we had five guys, one of which is playing in his second game as a Dallas Star, barely knows the system. Like, guys, come on. The fact that this team is doing as well as they are with the players that they have, relying upon Matt Dumba to be a top four defenseman for the next, I'm gonna, if Labushkin is, you know, tremendously hurt or whatever, we're going to be relying upon Matt Dumba, someone who we have like vilified for all season. And yet they're still second in the league in goals against and all of this other stuff. So yes, it's absolutely frustrating to lose to a team like Anaheim and still be close and have the opportunity to win, but we just got to give ourselves a little bit of a break here. Okay. Anything else, guys?
And the only thing that they lose to as well is Zegras just being the smart person that he is. I mean, that last goal, Otter was like, oh, I'm going to poke check it. It's going to be fine. And Zegras is like, oh, you're going to poke check it? Okay.
No.
the dude is crazy smart. Like, he just thinks of stuff and he just does it. Like, that's what he did with the Michigan. That's what he did with the Michigan. Thank you. I remember. I knew there was like a fun name. I couldn't figure it out.
That's the name for it. That's what people were calling it.
Yeah, that's what people. Oh,
I didn't know it was called the Michigan.
He just thinks of stuff, and he's like, "That might work," and he makes it work every time. And that's why he's so fun, and that's why he was on the cover of the video game.
Yep. Okay. Trying to think if there's anything else here tonight.
Miro Heiskanen was officially listed as month to month after undergoing his surgery. So hopefully month to month means 2 months and that's it.
And we'll get into more of that tomorrow night on our weekly hour long episode about what it's going to be about Miro again. And because the decor is literally trash right now, just because of the players that we've got up that shouldn't be playing in the roles that they are right now. Like, Cody Ceci is going to, I'm not joking, he's probably going to be the number two guy.
Cody Ceci is about to be on your top pair.
Yes, and when he, you know, realistically should be on your third pair. Dumba is going to be in the top four when he should be scratched. It's just going to be a little bit of an interesting couple of games before the Four Nations. And
couple of months
until we get Miro. Well, yes, that's fair. But in some bit of positive fashion, there is only two games left before the Four Nations face off, and maybe during those 2 weeks or whatever, those key players can really get some rest. And I know that, like, you know, Essa is still going to go out and play, and Rope and Jake and everything, but it's not going to be as cram-packed a schedule like it is the NHL regular season. So they will still be getting rest in quotations compared to other things.
Lindell will not be getting rest. He's going to be playing 30 minutes.
He's
going to
be playing
tonight.
Like 30. That was exactly the number I was thinking. He's going to be playing 30 minutes tonight. We'll get into that tomorrow night as well. And we'll be having some fun with that when the Four Nations face off comes up. And we're going to be back with you guys again tomorrow night. But before we sign off, biggest winner, biggest loser, who you got and why?
Biggest winner is Jake Oettinger. He played really well, especially during that second period. They were getting pelted, and he really kept the Stars in it.
James?
Biggest winner, I guess I'll give it to Jamie Benn. I mean, the penalty that he got called on him was really stupid, and then he comes out of the box and makes a good pass over. And overall, this is kind of the night that he should shine through more. Is when it's more physical, and that's just leans towards his game. So he looked, he's probably the best forward for the Stars tonight.
Agreed.
I'll give it to Colin Blackwell because he was in the doghouse for a split second and then he redeemed himself with the goal there in the second period. So, or third period. Was it third period? Third period. Whatever. It was the only goal the Stars scored tonight. So he did good. He redeemed himself. The real biggest winner is Jay Gottinger, though. He was the one that kept the Stars in the game and only allowed two goals. So biggest loser.
The biggest loser is the Stars' top line. I don't care what combination of it is, but they got to find a way to score or at least look a little bit more dangerous than they did tonight. I mean, this is a game where you want your big guy to step up and take a point, and they just didn't do it.
Yeah. Biggest loser for me is Jake Ottinger because this is his first time in the last four games he had below a 900 save percentage. He gets a 900 tonight, and it's the first game he loses. So, you know, why'd you do that?
Just play worse, Jake.
Play worse, and the team will win. Just
logic. Logic.
That's the kind of analysis you get on StarCaster Marks.
All right. For me, the biggest loser tonight, and I'm going to broaden it a little bit, Chris, is just the forwards in general. We got one goal, and the one goal was from the guy who was scratched in the last game. And the probably one of the only reasons why he was motivated to do it was because of his defensive miscue on the first Anaheim goal. So you could give it to all the forwards because the defense were already struggling with one less guy, especially in the third period, and nobody was able to score here tonight. But again, five games in a row they won. This is hopefully a one-off. They got two games left before the Four Nations face-off break, and hopefully we can get some guys healed up and hopefully Lyubushkin is not a serious injury that would, you know, be weeks and weeks and weeks. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe from practice tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow's probably a travel day. So,
yep.
So probably on Thursday, we'll probably hear something about Lyubushkin if he is, if he's going to get back in the lineup or not. We'll see who the Stars call up tomorrow, and we'll be talking to you guys tomorrow night at 9:30. Thank you guys, all of you, for following along with us live. Y'all are crazy. It's 12:45 in the morning, Central Time. What are you doing? Go to bed. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor. Promo code is THPN. If you're watching on YouTube, please click like and subscribe and hit that notification bell. That is the quickest way you can be notified of all of our live episodes so that you don't miss one. If you're listening on the audio side, please leave a 5-star review wherever that may be. And as always, along with James, along with Chris, my name's Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night at 9:30.